The Saskatoon Block Party happens next week outside of Hudson's on Wednesday night. It's Brett Kissel. On Thursday night, Shawnee Kish plays the Saskatoon Block Party. Welcome to the show, Shawnee.
Thank you.
So excited to have you coming to Saskatoon for the Block Party. Now, maybe tell our listeners what the fans at Hudson's can expect from your show on Thursday night.
I played at Hudson's in Edmonton, and it was only an acoustic set, and man, did we have a lot of fun. Hudson's knows how to have fun, and so do we. So I'm excited because this is the first time I'm going to be performing all the songs from my debut album. So everybody will kind of get like a sneak peek of what's on the album, and we're doing the album for the first time, and we're just ready to like have a lot of fun, and I've heard so many good things, so I'm excited.
When you played Edmonton, was it outside in the street or was it inside?
No, it was inside in the little corner.
Yeah, you know, we're going to take this one outside, make it a block off traffic, make it a big old block party. That album you're talking about, Shawnee, Chapter One, it's being called your country era. Now, for some of our listeners, this might be their introduction to you, but it's not a new sound for you, is it?
It's not a new sound. I'm going back to my roots.
Yeah.
I grew up, not a lot of people know this, but my very first job was, I could have worked at, you know, a local diner or whatever it might be, but I was a Shania Twain impersonator. And I did that for many years when I was younger. So, and then I got to sing all kinds of genres, and I have a very powerful powwow voice. And so, you know, it can lend to sort of different types of genres, but, you know, I was writing this album and just naturally this thing started happening and we had to move with it. I started feeling, kind of whole as I'm recording this record, and it felt very special.
Have you ever had a chance to meet Shania then, if you were a Shania impersonator at one point in your career?
You know, I've seen her a couple times, her concerts a couple times, but we've never actually met. But hopefully, you know, never say never. So
your song Tequila Knows Me, I was doing some reading and I read that it took you just a few minutes to write. Maybe take us to that moment and creating that song. And you, the music must have, the words must have just flowed out of you.
It did flow out. The thing is, I was on my way to studio and I was thinking, you know, we're going to write something serious that day. It was going to be some, you know, big drama, dramatic, all my emotions and my feelings, because that's what I love about, you know, pouring all of that into music. But, you know, I was going into studio and I was thinking, really, like, you know, I need a margarita. After today, I'm going to get myself a margarita and then, you know, after 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yep.
But and I'm thinking, I love that girl. I love tequila. We just get each other. She knows me. She gets me. You know, and if you know me, you know, I'm having a lot of fun with tequila and like learning more about it right now too. Like when I was in Mexico, we went to a tequila museum. I'm just having a lot of fun with it. Anyway, so I was going into studio and I thought, you know, I was telling my co-writers, I love tequila. Let's have some fun with this. And I'm like, okay, Shawnee, let's go giddy up. We sat down on the acoustic guitar and things just started happening. And we thought, we can't do this. We can't say this. We can't do this. No, this is kind of like going off the beaten path of what we had arranged and planned for, you know, kind of sticks out in the album. Like what we're talking about, you know, we're talking about your love of tequila. It's like, yeah, but you know, these words and this storytelling, it's just, this is real. This is, you know, sometimes it doesn't make sense. It just feels so real and it feels raw and feels really good. And so we went with it and we couldn't even stop the train once we were on the train. So
that's awesome. It's got a great vibe for our listeners. If you haven't checked out that song from Shawnee Kish, Tequila Knows Me, you got to do it. Google it. You'll find it. Get it anywhere you get your music on any music platform. You've worked with some incredible people too, from Serena Ryder to Dan Wilson. That's pretty cool. He's written for, you know, some pretty decent names, some big stars, Adele and Taylor. What do you take away from collaborations with artists of that caliber, Shawnee?
There's something to learn from everybody. I think we all, as creators, we kind of all have different perspectives or different journeys or different things that we kind of hone in on when you're creating. You know, some are, you know, is lyrically, and some is, you know, some is kind of vocally, and some is music musically and instrument wise. And I think for me, I'm very big on, like, I'm learning to be a songwriter. I'm very big on, like, my voice and performing. It's why that's the part I love about being an artist. And I'm learning to enjoy the storytelling more and more. And this album is such a great, for me, it's such a great marker for that. It's me telling stories about, you know, my love of tequila or this road trip my mom took us on when I was a kid and how chaotic it was, and she ended up bringing someone home with us. It was just like my stories are wild child kind of, yeah, you know, things. So it's just, you know, it's learning about different perspectives and how, you know, people bring in different things and you know, just enjoying that experience of it's always a unique experience working with someone new, and everybody has something else, there's something different to offer. And it's fun. It's a journey. It's always a journey, songwriting.
No, that's so cool. Now, Tequila Knows Me, check it out. Great song. Chapter One, Shawnee's new album. Check it out. And just as important, check out the show next Thursday. It's a Saskatoon block party. Yeah, never mind the little corner with the acoustic guitar. We're going to make the music loud. We're going to take it outside to the street. It's going to be a lot of fun next Thursday night. It's July 17th. Shawnee, thanks for taking the time to chat with us. We look forward to your performance a week from now.
Thank you for having me.